Alright, we're beginning now the ninth parak. Tapos Samasad Amun Aleph, the new Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Potchim Lodom Bechovod Oviv V'Imo, that we allow a Petach L'Nedr to be through the honor of his mother and his father. V'Chacham Emoshim, the Chacham say that this does not work. So what does this mean, Potchim Lodom Bechovod Oviv V'Imo? So there are two possibilities of what about it means to the Potchim Lodom Bechovod Oviv V'Imo. Is it that his behavior is inappropriate, and therefore either his parents will be embarrassed about his behavior, or people will come and embarrass the parents or say negative things towards the parents about his behavior? So it's really his behavior that is not appropriate, and not that it reflects on his parents, but his parents will be embarrassed by his behavior, or people will be mevadze his parents because of his behavior. Or the other possibility is that his behavior will reflect on his parents. The people will say, well, if this is the way he behaves, he must learn it from his parents. Meaning that this not only reflects on himself, but reflects on his parents, that his parents brought up such a child, and that's reflective of that which he saw in his parents' house. They have a similar type of idea. If people want to look into it in the Gemara in Yoma, on Pei Vav Amar Aleph, there the Gemara says on the Pasuk, V'haftet Hashem Lekecha, Shritei Shem Shemayim Mitahev Ayadecha, that a person who acts appropriately and a person who acts as a Kiddush Hashem, that reflects on his Rebbe, reflects on his parents, right, about what they, how they taught him, what they showed him, and the same thing and vice versa. Chas v'shalom, a person who acts inappropriately, there the Gemara says it will reflect on his parents and his Rebbe. And more starkly, the Gemara in Sukkah says such a thing. The Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Vav Amud Bet, there the Gemara says towards the end of the Masechta that Kol Shuta Deyinoka B'Shuka, anything that a child says, O Me Avion, O Me Meon, comes from their father or comes from their mother. So when it comes to manners of speech or it comes to the way a person conducts themselves, that is very reflective of their parents. And therefore, that which you're doing now, the Petach HaNeder, is that which you're acting or how people are going to speak about you is really going to be reflected on your parents. So it's not just you who you're hurting, but you're also hurting your parents. So Rabbi Elazar says that's sufficient to be Petach HaNeder, whereas the Chachamim are Osrim. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Ashi Potchim Lo B'Chovod Aviv V'Imo, Yiftachol B'Chovod HaMalkom. Well, if you're going to go that route, why bother with his mother and father? Let's start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here somebody's acting in a manner that is inappropriate, or something that will be negatively reflected towards Hashem. Meaning basically, it's the Chil Hashem, or something that Hashem will not approve of. So the next line in the Gemara, it's not clear who says this line in the Gemara. We've shown him offer alternative shots. Im kain, ein nedarim. If that's the case, there's no nedarim. So one possibility is that this is the Chachamim saying it to Rabbi Tzadok. Even though Rabbi Tzadok is coming to support the position, they said, Im kain, ein nedarim, that even Rabbi Elazar agrees by Kavod HaMakom. When it comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can't be poteach neder with Kavod HaMakom. Right? But he will not agree by Kavod Aviv V'Imo. Others say that this is Rabbi Tzadok, continuation of Rabbi Tzadok's statement to Rabbi Elazar, that, oh, if that's the case, ain't the dark. It's clear that Kavod HaMakom doesn't work, and so too, Kavod Aviv Ve'imo won't work. The Gemara itself is going to discuss what it means that there's ain't the darim, but we'll just clarify here, just what's the general principle. The general principle over here is that a person is too afraid to tell the truth. And the only way a petach works, is that if a person has two alternatives. One is to say yes, and one is to say no. I mean, if we ask him, if he had known this, would he have still taken the neder? And he'll think about it, and he'll say, yeah, maybe yes, or maybe no. And therefore, when he says that he wouldn't have taken the neder, we can believe him, because there was an alternative to say yes. Whereas, if, when we ask him a question, the answer will always be the same. It'll always be that, no, I would never take a neder. Not because that's the truth, but because he's afraid to say otherwise. Then we can't call that a petach l'neder, because we never really know if he's telling the truth. And that's the case by Kavod HaMakom. By Kavod HaMakom, someone says, oh, if you know a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not accept this, or this is a Chil Hashem, would you have done this? Nobody's going to be so mechutzaf to say, no, I don't care about that. I don't care about what Hashem thinks. I don't care about Hashem. Nobody would be mechutzaf to say that. Therefore, when a person says, had you known this, would you have taken the neder? He says no. We don't know if he's saying no because he really believes that. That's what he wanted to take in the neder. Or he's saying no because he's too embarrassed to say yes. And therefore, the petach l'neder, but kavod hamakom, is not valid, not relevant. And even Rabbi Elazar would agree to the chacham. On the other hand, modim chachamim ila Rabbi Elazar, but davar shebeino lebein aviv v'imo. And a neder has to do with him and his parents, then even the chachamim agree that you can use a petach of kavod aviv v'imo, because it's relevant to them. And since it's relevant to them, there we'll see in the Gemara that that might be enough. Shepotkim lo b'kod aviv v'imo. What the exact nature of this neder is unclear, but it has either something to do with him restricting himself on his parents, and therefore he can't perform kibud av v'im, or it has to do with some sort of neder that is affecting his parents in some detrimental way. Bodama Rabbi Lezer, Potchim Benolad. So Rabbi Lezer now continues, even though we've now been mastig between Rabbi Lezer here, the Rishonim say we continue, but Odama Rabbi Lezer, this is another kula that he has in the Nidarim, that Potchim Benolad, we can use a Petach Benolad. What is Nolad? So Nolad is something that was not in the purview of the person when he took the Neda. Something that happens after the time of the Neda. So when we go do a Petach Neder, we're actually going back, post facto, we're going back to the time of the neder, and we're saying, at that time, had you known this information that was available to you at that time, would you have made the neder? The answer would be no or yes. Whereas nolad is something that would not have been within your purview, that it's not something that you would have thought of at the time of the neder. Rather, it's now something that has developed later on. If it develops later on, then it's not relevant. At the time that you took the neder, it's not relevant. So the Rush actually here clarifies and says, what exactly is this Nolad? Nolad, if you look in the Rush, in the case where you mentioned the word Nolad, it's in the widest lines in the Rush, in the first line, in the widest lines of the Rush, he says, Kula Acher bin Adarim, Potchim bin Adarim bin Nolad, Kigon, what is Nolad? Davar she'eino matsui, something that's not commonly found. Bin Nolad, v'nitchadeh she'achar she'nadar. It happens or it comes about after the time that he takes another. So what's the case? Actually, we've seen a case like this before, and that was by Kalba Savua and Rabbi Akiva. Because there, Kalba Savua comes, and they want to be mad the neder for Kalba Savua, because he took a neder not to be behind Rabbi Akiva. And there the Gemara says, well, if he would become a Talmud Chacham, would you have taken such a neder? All the Rishonim asked, well, isn't that Nolad? What do you mean if he would become a Talmud Chacham, then he could be matching the neder? That's something that happened after the fact. That's not something that happened, or that was something available to him in his purview when he took the neder. So how could it be that you're matching neder with such a petach? So Tosfos and Ksubos answers up and says that matzoi hu, that it's matzoi that someone can become a Talmud Chacham, or that somebody can become a Rabbi Akiva. That is, that someone learns in the Beis Medrash, it's common they'll become a Talmid Chachamim, or it's common that people can become Talmid Chachamim. So it is a Davar Matsui. And since it is a Davar Matsui, it's within the purview of that which, when the time the person took the neder, it's still available to them. That's called Matsui. Whereas, something that is Enu Matsui, something that somebody would not consider at that time, that is not considered Nolad. The question that people ask about is Misa, death. We're going to see in the Gemara today, later today, the Gemara tomorrow, that the Gemara says that Misa is Nolad who? Death is Nolad. But why should it be that death is Nolad? Everybody dies. So why can't you say that should be within the purview of what people think? So the answer, I think the Beis Yosef also says such a thing, that Misa is not necessarily not Matsui, it is Matsui, but the problem is, the question is, when did he die? Right? Does he predecease, if the object of the neder, the person who the neder is about, does he predecease you? Or do you possibly die before him? So the relevance of Misa, of death, to your neder, may not be so shchiach, because many times he will die after you, or he will die before you. So we're not sure whether his death, right, is relevant to your neder. And that's why, where you say death is considered nolad hu. Alright, now, and we'll see later on, the Gemara today, there are other examples of where the Gemara says it's not Nolad because it's Shchiach, it's something that is normal, something that is commonplace, even though it was not available, was not there at the time that you took the Neder, but because it's within your purview, or should have been within your considerations at the time of the Neder, we consider it not to be Nolad, but something that could affect the Neder, we ask you, that is this something that would have changed your mind about the Neder? So now the Mishnah continues. Ketzad, so Rabbi Lezer says, "Close from the Nolad." What is this cases of Nolad? Mar konim she'eni nana le'ish ploni. Right, I won't get any benefit, or I won't give any benefits from such an individual. And that's a sofer, and then he becomes a sofer. So in this case, either because he's a Talmud Chacham, and now you need him because he's the posek of the city, for whatever reason, that you need to have him available to you or to get hanoah from him, or that he becomes a lablar, literally a sofer, someone who is a sofer, and he is the, you know, the sofer of the city, writes all the shtoros, he does all the avos hakodesh, and you need to get hanoah from him. So in this case, what that is something that's no lie, because when you took the neder, this was not something that was in within the purview. Oh, Shiamasi had been over Karov, right? Or he took a neder that he would not be Mahana his son, right, over a certain period of time, and then he finds out, or it happens that his son gets married, or is going to get married within that time frame, something that he never considered. So they ask him, had you known any of these items? Lois, you know, there he says, I wouldn't have taken a neder. Or, Konim Levait Zesh Ani Nechnas, right, I won't go into this house, Benasa Beit HaKnesset, and then it becomes a shul. This is Nolan Mamash, it's a totally different use for the house, this is not what he considered. So I'm like, you dare to not to be connected. Like, you know, there, I know it would become a shul. I would never take such an editor. Rabbi Lezer Matir. In all these cases, Rabbi Lezer says it's okay because Nolad is within the consideration of an editor. But the Chachamim are Otsrim. The Chachamim say, no, Nolad is not something that we consider. Because if we're going to look at the neder, the petical neder, at the moment that the neder was taken, it has to be something that would have been a reasonable assumption of the person while he was taking the neder. And these aren't items since they're not Shchiach. These are not shkiach items, therefore they're not within the reasonable assumptions or purview of the individual when he is taking the neder. Now, the line in the Gemara said that if you potchim mekadam malkom, Mishnah said that it's im kain ein nedarim. What does it mean, im kain ein nedarim? Why ein nedarim? Am rabbi im kain ein nedarim nitarim yofeh. Rabbi says, no, that is that if you say such a thing, then nedarim will never be, have a good heter le nedarim. We won't have a good petach le nedarim. Rava Martin Kane and Dharm Nisham Lechachom. And Rava says, no, because that means that you'll never have people come and ask for a Taras Nedarim for a Chachom. So what's the Machlokas here? What's the difference between them? The question is, why is it that we're not Poteach B'Kvod HaMakom? I mean, even Rabbi Lezer agrees that B'Kvod HaMakom, that we don't use that as a Petach Lenedar. So Abaye says, why? Because Im Kane and Nedarim Nitarim Yofeh. That if you say such a thing, this is what we mentioned on the Mishnah, if you allow a person to be nitar b'kvod ha-makom, then we'll never really know if a person is telling the truth when he has regret. Because when you ask him about kvod ha-makom, he's always going to answer that he would never have taken the nether. And the reason he's answering no is maybe because he really wants to take a nether, or maybe because he's too embarrassed to say yes. And therefore we never really know if it's a petach nether. Rabbi Lezer agrees to that. But he's going to disagree with kvod ha-avivimo, that a person is willing to, what, say the truth when it comes to his parents' kavod. Why? We see this further on in the Gemara, that b'kvod mitzvah achas, that's the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, when it comes to the kvod mitzvah achas, this is what the Ran says, that we're potchim, that people are not, mishum de mitzvah achas, kihani de tani tana, lo chamir lo hudin shei klihai. People don't consider a single point mitzvah to be so chomor, to be so stringent, so problematic, that they would lie about it. They say, yes, I would violate such a mitzvah. Right? Whereas, when it comes to Kvod HaMakom, I'm talking about directly about Hashem, nobody's going to be meyiz panav to say that, I don't care about what Hashem, I don't care about this as a problematic. That they would lie about, and if they lie about it, then you're never going to have a good Hataras Nedar. Whereas by Kvod, Aviv, Kvod Ima, Rabbi Lezer disagrees, and he says that people would be mechutzaf, and they would answer if they tell the truth. If they didn't care about what their parents felt, they'd say, yes, that I would have taken the Nedar anyway. If they do care, they would say no. And therefore we'll come to a proper Hataras Nedarim, because when we know he's saying that he wouldn't have taken the neder, he really means that. Whereas the Chachamim say no, that the same thing applies to the vote of Avivimo, that a person will treat his parents the same way he treats his makom. He'll never lie. He'll always be too embarrassed to say yes, that I would have taken the neder, and therefore he'll always say no. And since he always will say no, I wouldn't have taken the neder, therefore we can't differentiate between when he's saying no because he really wouldn't have taken the neder, or he's saying no because he's lying because he's too embarrassed to say yes. So that's what the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer is going to be, according to Abaye. The one question we do have, the Ram points this out from the Yerushalmi, is what about a Rebbe? Right? Is the Rebbe have a din of Makom, or does it have a din of Aviv V'Imo? So the Yerushalmi says that everybody is Modebek Vod Rabo, that it doesn't work because Mor Raboch to Mor Shamayim. Therefore, you can't use Mor Raboch. We're going to see maybe later on, maybe that might be enough gemina between these two explanations of how to explain Machlokas Abaye and Rava. So now, first we explained Abaye's position, now we're going to explain Rava's position. Rava says, no, the problem here is not because of Im Kein Ein Nedarim Nitarim Yofeh. That's true by Kvod. Right? That is true by Kvod. Everybody agrees that Ein Nedarim Nitarim Yofeh Right? But what the problem is over here is, because what's going to happen if you tell a person something so common as kvod hamakom? People are going to say, you know what? I don't need a chacham to be matir my neder. I can do it myself. I know that it's, I wouldn't have taken this this same petach they used in my other neder. I can use this for any neder I have. Then a person will go ahead and be matir neder. And when he's matir neder, we know that the din is by a matir neder that a person ain chalush matir atzmo beit asurim. Person can't be matir his own neder. He says, because we have the pasuk, the Torah says what lo yachel divaro. Who ain't a mochel? About the mochlin lo, that he can't be mechel his word. He can't change it, but someone else can. That a petach on nether requires another individual. If a petach on nether requires another individual, these people are going to think, what do I need the other individual for? I know how to do this. If I know how to do this on my own, then we're going to have a problem with Taras Nedarim, where people are going to try to do Taras Nedarim on their own, because they're going to say, what a mochel, had I known that it was not good for Hashem, or Hashem would disapprove of this, I would never have taken this nether. And then they'll go ahead and be matir all their Nedarim for themselves. So then, if that's the case, right, that's the issue. So the question is, my time up, why does Rabbi Elazar agree with Kavod HaMakom? Right? So you can either say that Rabbi Elazar disagrees with what says Kavod HaMakom is a problem because he agrees that Ein Nitarim Yofer. Nitarim would not be Nitarim Yofer. Why does he disagree by Kavod HaVimo? Because he disagrees with the Chacham's position. So why is Ein Nitarim Yofer? Because he says that by HaVimo, there are certain Nitarim where you would not have this case, the chamim equates other than yimot to kvod hamakom. That a person will always be too embarrassed to say that he really didn't care about what his parents thought, or would care about what Hashem thought. But Rabbi Elazar says no. But there are certain cases where it's a light nether, it's an innocuous nether, and a person will say, I don't really feel, or I don't. This is not enough of a reason for me not to take a nether because I really don't think my parents would be upset about it, and therefore he will tell the truth. And since there are places where he will tell the truth about Kvod HaVimo, therefore we can apply it globally to HaVimo and say that he will not lie. He'll tell the truth, because there are indications or places where he will say it. But there are others, the Chum say no, that just because in those places he doesn't say it, because they're Kilei, that doesn't have any relevance to the other side. By HaVimo, in other cases where it is a Bush of the HaVimo, he will not be Mechutzof, he will not lie. So that's one possibility to learn the difference. The other possibility is to say that the Chumim agree to Rabbi Elazar. The Chacham agrees to Rabbi Elazar by Kvod Aviv the Imo, that they ain't Nitar and Yofet, that they are not Nitar Yofet, that even by Kvod Aviv the Imo, they agreed to Rabbi Elazar that it would be Nitar Yofet, that it'd be okay. So what's the problem by Kvod Aviv the Imo? The problem is that ain't Nidorim Nisham Lachachom. Chachamim can't be, then you're going to have people being matter their own Neder. Right, they're going to be matir their own neder, then that's not going to work. But when it comes to kvod aviv v'imo, they would be matir yofet. It would be okay. So the reason that they asked by kvod aviv v'imo was because of the reasoning of Rava that eni tarim nishalim lechacham. And Rabbi Elazar obviously does not hold of that memra or that idea of eni tarim nishalim lechacham. Okay, so now we have Abayin Rav explaining. Now it's not Umodim Chacham the Rabbi Elazar, but Davar Shebein Olav Ein Aviv Ve'Imos. The Gemara quotes our Mishnah and says, well, Rabbi Elazar agrees in a case when it's Bein Olav Ein Aviv Ve'Imos. Shepotchon Lo B'Kvod Aviv Ve'Imos. That we do give him a Pesach on that when it comes to Kvod Aviv Ve'Imos. Bishman Lo Abaye, according to Abaye's explanation, makes sense. Samar Im Kain Ein Nedarim Nitarim Yofe. Right, that then Nedarim and not Nitarim Yofe. Hacha came to Ichtzif Lei. Ha'ichtzif Lei. The reason the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Elazar, is because since he was so mechutzav to take a nether against his parents, they don't be mechutzav enough to tell us the truth. When we ask him, well, you know, if it was pogeb kvod aviv v'imo, would you have still taken the nether? And he'll tell us the truth. He was a mechutzav enough to take the nether, he'll be mechutzav enough to tell us, yes, he would have taken the nether anyway, and therefore the petach for nether will be a good petach. Because we know when he says no, he wouldn't have taken the nether, he's telling the truth. Elo the robadar in kein nedarim nisham lechachom. If you say this, then nobody's going to come to a chacham to be hataras nedarim, they're going to do it themselves. Right? Why does that change? Even when he takes a neder about his parents, that doesn't change the fact that they won't come anymore. So Mar says, "How come I post him? I'm ready to him in the kol nidre lo sagil lehon the lav chacham. How can I post him? No, because the people are going to realize this is unique to a case of where he takes a neder about his parents. They're still going to have to come to the talmud chacham for all other cases where it doesn't involve his parents. They have to come to chacham every time for all other nedarim." They're also going to know by Aviv V'Imo to come to the Chacham, and it will be Nitar Yofer. They're not going to come to the assumption they don't need to come for this specific type of case, because it's a Yotze Charig, it's an unusual case. It's not the normal way that you deal with Nidarim. So even according to Rava, by Beno Ben Aviv Leimo, people are not going to come to this mistaken conclusion because it's unique to this set of or subset of Nedarim and not a global din in Nedarim. As opposed to if you say Kvod HaMokom, which is a global din, or Kvod Aviv Imo by other Nedarim that don't involve his parents, then it becomes a global rule. If it's a global rule, then the people are going to come to the assumption, I don't need to come to the Chacham, and I can be Matir the Neder for myself. Okay, V'odam Rabbi Elazar, Potchim in Olad. My time with Rabbi Elazar. Why is it? According to Chacham, it makes sense that you can't use Olad, but why does Rabbi Elazar say you can use Olad? Amar B'sit, Amar Kro, he learns that from Apostle, Kimetu Kolana Shimam, Vachshimav Nafshecha. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that Moshe, the Gemara tomorrow, you'll see this in tomorrow's daf, that it says the Gemara believed that Moshe took a neder to Yitro that he would not leave Midian. The reason he took the neder was because he was afraid of those people that were going to kill him. And who were those? We're going to see in the Gemara in a second. Those were Dothan and Abiram, who were going to kill him when he got back to Mitzrayim, or get him into trouble, be moshin on him when he got back to Mitzrayim. So Hashem comes to him and says, "Ki meitu kol Hashem, Hashem vachshim et nafshecha." You see that what those people that were wanted to hurt you or wanted to kill you, they died. V'amisa nolad hu. And misa, we said, we discussed this in the Mishnah. Misa is considered nolad because it's not shchiach. Even though everybody dies, it's not shchiach because again, whether their death will be relevant to your nether or not depends on whether you die before him or not. So even though death is prevalent, doesn't mean that death in a consequence having a consequence is prevalent. So the Gemara says, Mikan Shapotchim in Olad. So from here, Rabbi Elazar learns that you can use Nolad as a Petach Leneder, because Hashem comes to Moshe and says, look, these guys that you were worried about before, now they're dead. And that's something new that came onto the stage, and he was Poteach Moshe's Neder and allows him to come back to Mitzrayim based on this. So Rabbanah Mataimu, right? So the Rabbanah, what are they going to do? That's pretty strong proof for Rabbi Elazar that you can use Nolad. Hashem used Nolad. Rabbanah says, Kasar Vidano Mimaisei. Wait a minute. Who said that Dothan Aviram died? Anytime it uses the term nisim and nitzavim, people who are giving Moshe or Aaron a problem, that's Datan of Yiram. And over here it says shnei anashim nitzim. There was two people who were fighting, and that's what caused Moshe the problem to have to run away. And we know that Datan of Yiram are still alive at the Atas Karach. So it's clear that they did not die. Ah, so why did Hashem say that those people that were in Vakshim Nafshecha died? They became poor. Also, someone who doesn't have children is chashuv meis. Never havali b'banim v'im ayin meit anochi. Now the Gemara brings the brisa that captures all these cases. The Tanya, we have a brisa arba chashuvim k'meis. Four people are considered a meis. Ani umitzora v'suma umishein lo banim. Ani, a poor person, dechtiki meitu kol anashim. That's the proof from our case over here that Hashem says that he died. And obviously they didn't die, because Datan and Aviram are alive later on in that score. So what it must be, that Yargum Nechseim, that they became poor. And that's why they were considered K'meis. Mitzora Dechseim Anahiti K'meis. When Moshe is pleading to, or when Aaron is pleading to Moshe about the status of Miriam, his sister, when they spoke with Shinar about Moshe and says that she should not be like a meis. And here she was a Mitzora. The Suma Dechseim Machshachim Hoshivani K'meitei Olam. Where it says that I'm in the darkness, like those of, meaning that I couldn't see, filling around, groping around in darkness, kameita olam, like those that are dead. So that's referring to a suma. You see that someone who cannot see is considered kameit. Mishem abonim, and one who doesn't have children, defteiv, by Rachel, when she speaks to Yaakov, she says, havali banim, v'im ayin meita anochi. If not, I will be considered dead. So the Ran actually discussed, the Rush discusses it over here, and the Ran discussed it earlier in the section when we discussed this before, about why is it, why on Dav Zayin, why is it that we, out of these four, for Datan Aviram, why do we pick this, the one that they became Ani, and not the other three options for considering them mixed? So one by one, we can go through them. First of all, if it was talking about, we'll go backwards, En Lam Banim, if it's talking about the children, that's not true, because we see by Ados Korach, it says over there that they will be them, right, Haim Uvnehem, them and their children, right, will be swallowed up by the earth, will be punished. So you see that they did have children. So that doesn't work. Now, what about Summa? What's the possibility that they were Summa? Where in the argument of Ados Korach with Moshe, it says, rather than Abisa, Ha'inei Anashim Ahim Tinakir. Are you going to pop out those eyes? Are you going to blind these people so they can't see that you haven't brought them to Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash? So it's obviously that they could see now, because they're saying to Moshe, are you going to make them blind so they don't see it? So that couldn't be the case. What about Mitzora? So the Rosh gives two reasons why a Mitzora wouldn't work. One is because he's Yoshev Michutz LaMachane, Badat. He has to be alone outside the Machane, and therefore they couldn't impact on the situation at hand. So that's one reason it couldn't be Mitzora, wouldn't be the case, because if they were Mitzora, then they would be Mishulachim Michutz LaMachane. Or the other possibility is by Mitzora, the Mashima Yo Yochon Chazik LaMoshe, because if they were still wealthy, right? If they were still wealthy, then it wouldn't matter that they were Mitzorayim, they would still have influence. And this brings us back to the case of the Ani. It's just a very, very strong statement by the Rosh, and the Ran brought it earlier in the Masechta. It says the reason that it's an Ani is because the words of an Ani are not heard. When someone's poor, when someone does not have money, people do not listen to him. But whereas when someone is wealthy, they have very large impact. They have impact on others, people listen to them. That's what the Rosh said here. Even if they were Mitzorayim, if they were wealthy, people would listen to them. So there's a new definition, a new explanation of what means money speaks. Now people have money. When people have money, others listen, and they will have influence and impact. So that's how we know that over here, Ani, the reason that we know that Dathan Avim are Ani, because it's the only thing that could explain why Hashem would say to Moshe that they no longer have influence. They no longer have influence because they've lost their standing. They're no longer wealthy, they're no longer rich, and therefore people will not listen to them. Had they been rich, people would listen to them even if other things were not right with them, whether Mitzora or other issues. So that's how we know, that's how we narrow it down, to know that Dathan Aviram Yardum Nichsehem, that they became poor, and therefore they were Choshev Kameis. Just mentioning here, before we conclude, there is a Rav Shmulevitz in Sichas Musa asks, what's the common denominator here? Why is it that these four people are considered Choshevim Kameis? So he says that all these four people lack the ability to do chesed for others, to give to others. That to be alive, for one to be alive, for one to feel alive, is the what's unique to a person that's living, is the ability to give to others. And giving to others is what defines someone as being alive. So in all these four cases, the people are unable to give to others. Ani, because he doesn't have the means with which to now give to others. That's why it's Choshev Kameis. Mitzora. Mitzora's requirement is Mechutz Machaneh Yeshev. Badad Yeshev Mechutz Machaneh. He has to be alone outside the Machaneh. He's no longer allowed to interact with society. If he's not interacting with society, he can't give anymore because he's not there with society. Suma, what about Suma? Suma is because of his inability to see, he can't therefore discern or anticipate the needs of others. He can't see what other people need. He can't understand what other people need, and therefore he can't give. And also by Bonim, Mishen Labonim, because the ultimate giving is that which a parent does to a child. Because that's a giving without any expectation, anything in return. That's the ultimate chesed. The ultimate giving comes from a parent towards a child, and therefore Mishen Labonim is missing that aspect of being able to give in that altruistic, in that unwavering manner to their child. And therefore, Rav Shmuel says, the common denominator between these four people, why they're Choshev Kameis, is their inability to give. All right, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow.